as I was walking in the fields myself to recreate, and take the pleasure summer yields to lovers I saw sate, near to a pleasant river's side in a morning fresh and gay, where love and virtue doth abide, but mark what he doth say. My love, you're like the phoenix fair that is so fine and gay, no beauty may with you compare, though decked in rich array. Your presence is my whole delight, and glorious is your nature, of love, virtue, and beauty bright, England's fair dainty dame. Your cherry cheeks and ruby lips have set my heart on fire, I and your pretty smiling looks my soul doth much admire. Your beauty shines exceedingly, much like the sun above, for which I have so mightily upon you fixed my love. Your crisped locks like threads of gold doth in my sight appear, your teeth like ivory I behold, and jewels in each ear. A lovely creature sure are you, exceeding fine and gay, of shining beauty and virtue that never can decay. A glorious name and good report on you I'll ever give, for none but you can me comfort whilst that I here doth live. Not one in all the world is found that can to you compare, where love and virtue doth abound in you, my only dear. I pray, my love, don't say me nay, but grant me my desire, and yield to be my bride straight and quench a burning fire. The fire of love's exceeding fierce and burneth in a rage. Such are my torments in the least, no one can them assuage. But you, my only joy and dear, can ease me of my smart, and quench those hellish torments where they rage in my poor heart. Your love and virtue is full sure where once it does begin, and in a moment's time can cure the pains that I am in. My dear and well-beloved swain, a small request I crave, that is your true love to obtain and shield me from the grave. For surely if you me deny your person and your love, alas, then I for you must die or wander in a grove.